Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature is hosting a business parliament this morning under the theme Accelerating Women and Youth Economic Empowerment Through Legislative Intervention. The program is scheduled to take place at the Raymond Mhlaba Chamber, which is at the Provincial Legislature, and it starts this morning at 9 o'clock. So to tell us more, we're joined on the line by Dr. Tony Duba, who is the chairperson of committees and the political champion for the Business Parliament from the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature. Honourable Duba, siyabulela wethu for joining us. Why was it decided to host a Business Parliament, and what do you hope to achieve?
Yeah, morning guys, and good morning to the listeners both for Algoa FM. You would know that from time to time, Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature hosts several parliament, of course, enforced by the constitution for the public involvement in the affairs of governance. So the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature were indeed hosting a business parliament. It is a milestone for us that is the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature. We have taken a decision to host this inaugural parliament for the business sector in the year of South Africa, having assumed the presidency of the G20 to deliberate on the attempt made focusing on the development of small and medium enterprise. If you remember, the Honorable Premier of the Eastern Cape, Babalwa Oscar Mabuyane, in his first state of the province address in the seventh term, he stated that the success of all economies is the thriving entrepreneurship sector. So through this different parliament, the legislature therefore seeks to provide a platform for the business sector to engage on matters affecting them, with delegates and participants coming from across all districts and full networks of the Eastern Cape to participate in the debate on key thematic areas. Thank you very much.
You're talking about delegates and participants. Why is their involvement so important?
As I've indicated to you, it's not a favor. It's not a favor. It's a constitutional imperative that everybody must be obliged, especially those who are in the corridors of power. The Constitution of South Africa says that South Africa is the representative and participatory democracy. So it provides for public access to an involvement in the legislative and other processes. Participation in the legislative and other processes of the legislature is open to all, including the organized and powerful, the unorganized and marginalized. Hence, we have both formal and informal sector in the business. The intention of public participation provisions in the Constitution is very clear. It's very clear, guys, to influence government policy outcomes so that they reflect the will of the people. Therefore, a vibrant civil society plays an indispensable role in a democracy. It facilitates public engagement with government organs, including legislatures, and ensures that institutions, policies, and laws enjoy the legitimacy amongst the citizens. It does not end in the ballot box. It continues throughout the period of 5 years. Thank you.
Honourable Duba, what are the objectives of the business parliament?
Well, it's to create an inclusive platform for the business sector, particularly young women, rural and township entrepreneurs, to discuss sector-specific challenges and opportunities, provide knowledge, tools and the mentorship to grow sustainable business, stimulate networks between government, private sector, youth-led business, and inform provincial policy and the programs development tailored to women, youth, rural, and township entrepreneurs. Remember, one of the things that we pick up as a legislature is that a particular department might be having a funding to support Black business, young women, but it is not responding when they send application. They are not responded to. So it means that policy must be tendered with. So policies must speak to the end user instead of speaking to the department.
That speaks directly then, you know, to the theme, accelerating women and youth economic empowerment through legislative intervention. But I'm keen to know what the thematic areas are that are linked to that theme, Honourable Duba.
Yes, and we have three thematic areas, and these are linked to our theme, which is accelerating women and youth economic empowerment intervention. So on the day, which is today, we will have participants and panelists for the three teams, that is sub-team one, access to finance, and the impact of corruption on small business, which, of course, you can't have a small guy not being able to pay his employees because one particular official is holding the invoice and destroying that business because one what you call in charge, you know. So we want business to talk to that. Seem to take a legislative and policy implement to support the township, rural, women, youth-owned startups and businesses to access a global market. Of course, it talks to what I've just said in terms of if we have policies, we have programs for the funding, they must respond to the end user. You know, it's no use to have those funding methods, but they are not responding to those who need the finance. And the last one, leveraging on agricultural, as an agriculture, our grand gold mine of economic transformation of the Eastern Cape. I think you know that in the Eastern Cape, in particular, two metros, we rely more on the automotive sector, and yet we are the rural province. So we must leverage in times of where good years of this world and other companies are closing. What are we doing to leverage on agriculture? I think that team to address that. Thank you very much.
Honourable Duba, who are you expecting to attend today?
We're expecting the Minister Stella Ndabeni from the Department of Small Business Development to deliver the keynote address and members of the provincial legislature, including representatives from various government departments, trade and industry, science and technology, environmental affairs, employment and labor, women, youth and persons with disability, and also very important, small enterprise development and finance agency, independent development corporation, national empowerment fund, business chambers, and provincial state-owned entities, and members of the media.
And
will also be live streamed to accommodate members of the public who are not or could not be physically with us to be part of the Central Parliament through our social media platform, including the number of radio stations that are online.
Honourable Dr. Duba, we are not going to keep you for much longer. We know the program starts at 9 and you sound like you are rearing to go. But siyabulela kakhulu tata nguthatha ixesha lothetha nathi namhlanje sinqonela impumelelo njengokunisingatha ibhunga le-entrepreneurs and particularly that of women, young women specifically, rural and township entrepreneurs. And we certainly wish you all the best for the business parliament taking place this morning. And we hope that the wider business community will gain a lot of value from the outcomes of today's discussions.
Yeah, thank you very much to you and also to the listeners of Algoa FM, the listeners just tuning in the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature so that they can listen to the minister and all the stakeholders that will be making presentations. Thank you very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.